Bushman G here with your Daily Takeaway podcast. As you're about to hear in this show, Richie, despite the fact that we're very tired because we've been, you know, doing this thing in Germany and working a lot and all that kind of stuff, you're going to a gig after the show this evening. You're going to hear about on the show. But I still just can't believe you're going to do it because I can't even imagine standing up for that long.
No, I know.
He's got buyer's remorse a little bit now, I think. A little tiny bit.
A little tiny bit, and that's nothing against the act that I'm going to see because I'm very excited and I like them. But I wish it was another night.
So what?
Another week.
Another year. Well, I guess what we're trying to ask you guys, our very learned audience, is this. Are there things that you can buy for outdoor festivals and gigs where you can kind of sit down without looking like you're sitting down?
Yes, there is. My dad's got one. He's got one of those sort of fold-up walking stick things that opens out into a like a seat.
Oh, really?
But it's obviously got a bit of a spear for you to then put into the ground for it to be stable. And we talked during the show about how I'm not able to take my bag in. There's no way that I could take that spear seat into a gig.
Yeah, sorry, the bag's bigger than an A4, but the spear with two pointy ends, so you go on, bring that in. No problem.
This is Bush and Rich's Daily Takeaway.
Keep listening to the show to find out after five why Richie is wearing a vibrant shirt today. A little bit more about that coming up. But in the meantime,
that's come out of nowhere.
I just wanted to tease
what's
coming up.
You've seen this for about 2 hours and you've not mentioned a thing. The first thing you say about my shirt is live on air.
I've just been sitting on it.
That's a drive-by.
You've got to stick around. You've got to stick around till after five. But in the meantime, can I just let you into a train of thought that I had earlier on? Right. Okay. We're all quite tired at the moment.
Yes.
Again, we're not going to get any sympathy because we've been in Germany, you know, with the football, etc. But quite tired since we got back. And I've got an ulcer on my lip.
That is a tiredness symptom, isn't it?
I feel like I've had my lips done. Do you know, like the duck lip things that
they
you get
look luscious.
Thank you. They really are bigger than normal. And I was thinking to myself, I must get some Bongella to put on my lip. And then I thought to myself, what a wonderful flavour Bongella is.
It's a great flavour.
And then as I walked past our local branch of Tesco's, I thought to myself, wouldn't Bongella make an amazing flavour for crisps?
Another demonstration of how tired you are.
This wouldn't have occurred to me if I wasn't incredibly tired.
No.
But imagine Bongella flavour crisps.
Superb.
Because Bongella is a lovely flavour and it doesn't really get, it's never going to be, you know, available to eat generally because it's a medicine at the end of the day. And that's normally the thing with medicines, isn't it? You can't just eat them whenever you want them. So here's something we maybe could use for the first hour of home time this evening. What thing that isn't currently a crisp flavour should be made into a crisp flavour?
Fudge.
Fudge crisps.
Yeah.
Imagine that. I'd like that. I think that would work.
I love fudge.
And there's so many different types of fudge as well, isn't
it? Potato goes with everything.
Yeah. Potato and fudge. Mm. That sounds like a brilliant weekend, doesn't it? Dan has been on, because we just put this on Twitter, he says bolognese flavour crisps.
Wow, that's inspired.
Isn't that inspired? And they haven't, that isn't out as a readily available flavour at the minute.
That's inspired.
Isn't it? It really is inspired. So I think we're on the verge of something very, 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 very interesting here. What thing that isn't currently a crisp flavour do you think should be made into a crisp flavour? Manny says sausage and gravy. That's a great flavour combo.
Yes.
It's a classic. David says mushy peas. Keep them coming in. Sophie Law says, what about chicken Kiev flavoured?
Oh!
What an incredible tea that is. That'd be good as a crisp. Stephen says, dirty kebab.
I think Rocky's come up with a great idea here. How about Lucozade and Scotch egg flavour? It could brand itself as the ultimate hangover crisp.
That'd be so good.
Isn't that amazing?
Have that in the van the next day. Richard says, gammon flavour. These are all good.
Vicky, please, your suggestion.
Coffee
flavoured crisps.
Oh, I'm mad about coffee. Coffee, anything, cake, biscuits, chocolate.
This show survives on coffee.
Oh, it virtually runs on it.
Oh, it does. Coffee crisp obviously sounds like a chocolate bar as well. Your toffee crisp. So marketing it would be easy.
That kind of works, doesn't it? And would you have one of these if you would say you were tired? You know, I don't have anything to get through today. I'm going to have a packet of coffee crisps.
Yeah, exactly. That would be perfect, yeah.
I was mentioning earlier on, keep listening till after five to find out why Richie's wearing what I described as a vibrant shirt to work today. And we've got a really interesting tweet come in. Phil says, I passed Richie on Drummond Street, just around the corner here in Euston, a little bit earlier on, and my immediate thought was, my, that's a bold shirt. But he adds, in fairness, he was owning it well.
Well, now listen.
That's good. It's a good thing.
This is now two people. This is you, who's been around me for about 2 hours now.
Yes.
And has not said a thing about the shirt until we came on air. And then there's this Phil character.
Phil character.
Who could have easily come and said hello and something about the shirt, but go goes the cowardly way and messages you for another drive-by on air.
He's just clogged it, that's all. He's clogged the shirt. And to be fair, I just want to reiterate the end of Phil's message. In fairness, Richie was owning it well.
Well, at least Phil said that because you didn't say that.
Well, you called him a coward. Phil, do get back in touch.
Atmosphere in the show today. There's no need to be here.
But in the meantime, we are trailblazing. We're asking you to create new crisp flavours. Is there a thing in your mind that currently isn't a crisp flavour that should be a crisp flavour? Tell us.
And remind everyone, this came from you wanting to have a Bonjela-flavoured crisp.
Got an ulcer on my lip. Bonjela, it works a treat with ulcers, but also tastes so damn good.
Dave is in Carlisle. Why has peanut butter flavour not happened before? I could see that. That's great.
Given all the crossovers you have with like peanut butter and things, it should be there. You're absolutely right. Georgia in Manchester says, why in 2024 do we not have garlic or garlic bread flavoured crisps?
Mm.
It's a really, really good point.
We don't
have the answer for that, I'm afraid. But we do have Nikki on the line. Nikki, what is your idea for a flavour that ain't a flavour at the moment?
Egg yolk. Absolutely egg yolk. You can not pretend you're dipping things in them.
So your suggestion for a crisp flavour that isn't yet a crisp flavour is the yolk from an egg.
Absolutely.
Here's a question, Nikki. Would you dip your egg yolk crisps in another egg yolk?
Oh.
Oh, yeah. That's a dream come true, boys.
It is, isn't it? Are you quite an eggy person then, Nikki? You're kind of an egg person into eggs?
You know what? I'm an egg yolky person. I'm not really an egg whitey person.
Oh.
My only concern, and this comes to someone who is an eggy person, I love eggs.
Yeah, I'm an eggy person.
Too much and you get a bit egg bound.
Oh, yeah, it could bind things up a little bit. Is that a thing? That could be an issue with these crisps, Nikki.
Potentially, it could be, but I reckon I could put something in the crisps so that wouldn't matter. You could just pile them in.
What we wouldn't want to happen is to have a note up inside, say, a Tesco with them being recalled.
Yeah.
What a climb down.
Bush and Richie would like to recall their egg yolk crisps due to egg-bound people.
Yeah, nobody needs that, do they? You don't need that in Tesco, not at all.
A lot of people kind of quite het up about it. Paul in Highbridge says, fish finger flavoured crisps, why isn't that a thing?
It would work.
It would be amazing. And hi to Mike in Shropshire, says, gravy flavoured crisps are surely something that belongs in the world and yet isn't. It's scandalous.
Plenty of time to put this right. On the way after five, another guest, the Gary, coming up, could send you to see Blossoms on 10 weeks of tickets. And we finally put to bed what is going on with my flamboyant shirt that I'm wearing tonight.
The Daily Takeaway.
Bush and Richie's Daily Takeaway.
Thursday night, as I've said many times, Thursday to New Friday, it's almost the weekend. I've got a big night out tonight. It's very rare. Very rare that I have a social life and have a night out. I am off to Hyde Park tonight for British Summertime at Hyde Park to see this guy play live. Absolute Radio Country listeners will know already. It's Morgan Wallen. This is his big song last night.
What's this song called then?
Last Night.
Oh, right, fair enough. That's what it says on the tin.
That's what it says on the tin, yes. So he's in Hyde Park tonight, so once the show finishes, I'm going to mosey on over there. I think that's what you would say in country parlance for a big night out. But you see, the tricky thing about it is today is we've had a big day. We've had our very good friends at Tesco Mobile in, big meeting with them. So I've had a lunch that I've had to go to, but then after the show, going to Hyde Park to go see a gig. And obviously these days you can't really go into gigs with good reason with bags. And as you've often said on this show, I go around with a very big rucksack.
You've got pretty much everything you own in one bag. It's like you look like you're off to drive a train.
So I've really had to distill all my properties down today.
And also the outfit choice. We alluded to your what I'm describing as a vibrant shirt earlier on. You are now a meme today. Your meme is like when you've got a client lunch at 1 but a country gig at 7. That's kind of how it is.
Very kind
how
of
do you choose what to wear?
Very
you know
kind
mean?
Of you to put it like that, but that was the consideration I had to think about this morning. What am I going to wear that is going to enable me to carry the minimum that I need?
Yeah.
But be fit for a client lunch at 1 o'clock, but then a country hoedown at 8 o'clock in Hyde Park.
I know.
And that is why I've gone with these black jeans, because I kind of thought, well, you can't turn up in shorts that you might want to wear to a gig at a client lunch. But then that's why I've gone with this, what shall we say, flamboyant silk shirt.
I like it. It's the vibe of, you know, watching a gig in the capital in the evening in the summertime. Do you know what I mean?
I'll let you describe this shirt to our good friends.
It looks like if I was having a bit of time off work because I needed to recuperate and I wanted to colour in something...
I shouldn't have let you like describe.
That. It's like one of them colouring in books. You're a bit like really complicated colouring in.
But I can't turn up to a client lunch in like a tasselled denim jacket, can I?
It would clinch the deal though, wouldn't it? It really would. I'd love to see you put your cowboy boots up on the table. But you've got another good point in that, obviously these days because of safety and all that kind of thing, you can't take stuff into gigs. You know, the old days of bringing your bag in, you're not allowed to do that anymore, which means you have to do lumpy jeans.
I hate lumpy jeans.
Lumpy jeans. You've got your wallet in the back, phone in the front, headphones there as well. It's lumpy jeans.
I've got a fat wallet at the best of times.
Yeah.
Which isn't a brag. It's just got so much rubbish in it. I've got my glasses case, but I've got my prescription sunglasses and normal glasses, so it's two of them snugly in there.
I don't know if I want to know the answer to this, but where the hell are you going to put that glasses case? I've got a fix for your glasses in terms of going to the country gig tonight.
Okay, right.
We talk about it on this show quite a bit. You're going to, at the moment, walk in holding your glasses case all night.
I'm going to have to, but at least I've got two pairs of glasses in the glasses case.
This is madness. Yeah. Get some Graysons on there. Pair of Larry Graysons, get a string on each.
Where am I going to get them? A mere hour and 45 before the gig.
What is the string attached to my lanyard here?
I can repurpose that, can I?
Repurpose that, or do the thing and look like a middle-aged estate agent and have your normal glasses on the top of your head while throwing your sunglasses.
Thanks for all the options. Chris says, there's a picture has now been shared on the socials.
Yeah.
Of the shirt. Chris has seen the picture and says, I don't wish to distress you, Richie, but my nan had the exact same colour scheme as a throw for her sofa back in the day.
That's unfair.
She always said it came from some old curtains the hotel she worked at throughout. It's really kind, isn't it? On another side note, some people have been asking, have you done your usual system ahead of going to a gig? I can confirm I have been on set list just to see what and in what order Morgan Wallen will be playing tonight.
Do you all right? Because I was sat with you when you did this earlier on, right? And what you've gone and done is, and I'm not going to ruin it for people who are going to the gig tonight, you've ruined a surprise that is due in that gig for yourself.
I suppose I have, yeah.
You have a little bit. Yeah. So, repentant, Richie, we will have this evening at that gig.
10 weeks of tickets.
10 weeks of tickets wants to send you to some amazing gigs and festivals over the summer. This week we want to send you to see Blossoms in Manchester. We've got tickets to see them play on the 25th of August. Their new album is out in September. It's called Gary. It's an open goal for us.
Yeah, Guess the Gary has been going on all week. You have to guess who the Gary is to win your tickets to see Blossoms live. Potentially a tricky one today, I think.
Have a listen to this, Gary.
Usually he's a big, big scorer, Devon.
Not special over the last
few months anyway.
Yeah, he let me off a few more stubbles
early on in the match. It's weird, I'm thrown and they ain't going where they're supposed to go.
You know, they're all over the place, but nah, I was quite nervous about that game, so once I got settled in, I was all right at the end there.
Now, I don't even know who that is. I've got no idea. It sounds like speaking to Philip from our sales department here.
It does a little.
But I don't understand a word he's saying.
Now, I do know who that is because it's one of my favourite, in inverted commas, sportsmen. So that's the only clue that I will give. But
I'm none the wiser.
No,
so
you are, no.
I haven't got a clue.
And Callum reckons he knows who it is. Let's greet Callum. Welcome him to the show. How are you, Callum?
Oh, very well, thank you. How are you?
Well, good, man. How has your Thursday been overall, Callum?
Oh, it's been, yeah, very good, very good. Enjoying the weather.
It's nice. Yeah, it's beautiful.
Where are you? Where are you enjoying this weather, Callum?
I'm in Coventry. It's been a bit hit and miss, but a bit of sunshine at the moment.
Well, we can use Richie's psychic powers now. Richie, do you think Callum has got his pins out or his pins covered up?
I think because the weather's been grotty the last few days and before that we'd had a whiff of good weather, he'll be itching to have the pins out. Callum is a pins out type of lad.
Callum?
Absolutely correct, yeah. I'm on the way to the gym, so get her out.
Fantastic. Is it a leg day? We don't know. We'll have to find out.
Right, Callum. Who's the Gary?
I think he's Gary Anderson.
Bullseye.
Who is Gary Anderson? Wow. I don't even know who this is.
I've just done a gag and you didn't realise it. Gary Anderson...
took over from Jim Bowen?
No, two-time World Championship darts player.
Ah, right, OK, cool. Yeah. You know who this fella is, Callum, obviously?
I do, yeah, big fan.
Who's your favourite dartsman?
I don't know, everyone's getting on the little bandwagon, but I quite like Anderson. There's a few likable characters now.
This little awkward chat you two are having is the reason why I'm not into dance, okay?
You've got a look at James Wade about you, by the way.
Who?
You.
I've got
a
watch.
No,
yeah, there you go. You're ruining the whole thing. Don't try and make darts a thing, OK? Don't make it a thing. Callum, well done. You're going to the gig.
Ah, brilliant.
This is the Daily Takeaway.
Opened a bit of a darting portal, I think.
Yeah, it seems like you have, yeah.
Getting some James Wade pictures sent in for you, so...
It's just because he's got glasses.
It's pretty much just because he's got glasses.
Let's be honest.
This is Bush and Rich's Daily Takeaway.
Every Thursday night on this show, we add to the English dictionary by creating new words.
Now, Wimbledon is on at the moment, and the word that we want to find this week is very pertinent to what is going on, because we want to find a word for those people who only watch tennis for 2 weeks a year.
Now, can we just say, a listener texted this in, or emailed this in, over the past 48 hours, and we're so tired and so stretched that we can't remember where it came in from?
Yes.
So if you're the person that sent it in, cheers, this is a great idea, but we can't credit you because we can't find the message.
And we've been admonishing ourselves for that fact.
I've checked my emails, checked my texts. I don't know where it's gone, but it happened at some point, didn't
now,
it?
Now, the karma of this is, normally I pride myself on having a decent suggestion. I don't think I've got a very good one today.
Are you playing it down?
New ballsers.
That's not bad. A new ballser.
Yeah.
Is it a Zed? In there?
Yes.
I'm going to go with a cheeky backhander. It's a backhand. The backhand's a tennis swing.
Forehand, backhand, yeah.
Oh, there you go. It all works.
Yeah, I've never heard a tennis commentator go, what a great cheeky backhander.
Cheeky backhander. New balls, please.
From Sampras. It's a rather old reference.
That's another good current one.
A very strong suggestion from Wayne. Fortnetters.
These are good, man.
It's very good.
I always think that no one's going to get any of these, but, you know, what we've gone quarter past six and people are cooking.
They're doing... The reason that you and I don't is because, obviously, we've been cooking for 2 hours.
So we're going to hand it over to you lot.
Yeah, exactly. It's your chance to shine. Dave suggests lobbers.
A lobber?
Yeah.
Wrong show, mate. Womble heads to somebody else. That's Ewan. Twin balls. Combines the two, Wimbledon and balls, says someone.
Very clever.
Sailing close to the edge here on this one.
They are not us.
They are.
Yes. Susie, what's your suggestion?
The strawberries and creamers.
Strawberries and creamers. Talk us through your suggestion. It's a good one.
Because I work at home, generally, and I've been watching Wimbledon all week, as I do for the 2 weeks, and I fancy strawberries and creamers. So I've driven down the road to get some, come back, heard you on the radio, and thought, whoa. What a good name.
So you are actually a strawberries and creamer, a proud strawberries and creamer yourself.
I am. So I originally come from, live in Cornwall now, but originally come from South East London. So we used to go and watch Wimbledon actually, you know, in the flesh as a kid quite a lot. But so I have actually been there and eaten the ridiculously priced strawberries and cream. But now I just have to, like, put up with watching it on the telly.
Fair play to you, though. I love people who are, like, get an idea in their head in the lounge. Yeah. Think, right, I'm going out and getting that. Yeah. I'm going to have it right now. So, I mean, maybe from the idea to the point of you eating strawberries and cream, what amount of time had passed?
Well, I finished work at sort of 5:30. So, yeah, I've just literally just been down and come back. Yeah, so about an hour.
Oh, about an hour, that's all right.
An hour from idea to eating strawberries and cream is a good time, yeah. I reckon, say.
And from your time living in southwest London, can you remember how much an actual strawberries and cream cost at Wimbledon?
I don't, but I can remember. So the last time I think I went in 2016, and I don't know, I reckon it was probably a good 7-8 quid a go.
My word.
My word. That's
It was a lot. It's a lot for a tiny, tiny little pint. But you've got to do it while you're up there.
Well, we keep talking on this show about the £10 pint.
Yeah.
It's going to happen at some point. I think if it's going to land somewhere in the next year or so, it's probably at the Wimbledon tennis tournament.
Yeah, I reckon. I can't remember how much PIMS was either, because you can get that, can't you?
Don't get us started on PIMS.
Oh, dear.
Right, a lot of people watching Wimbledon at the moment, but they only watch it for 2 weeks a year. What's a word for those people who only watch tennis for 2 weeks a year? That's tonight's final word for...
Janet says a fort slicer.
Clever.
It's a tennis...
Slice?
What's it called when you do something in tennis?
What's a slice? Shot?
A shot or yeah, because in golf you've got a swing.
Yeah.
I guess it is a slice.
It's a slice, yeah.
Sorry, Janet, I've ruined your suggestion there.
Rachel in Roehampton, though, I think this could be our winner.
All right.
What about this? Armchair wombles.
How does that work? I don't understand.
Well, it's Wimbledon, isn't it? The wombles of Wimbledon.
Oh, yeah, see what she's done there.
But they're in their armchair.
What I'm going to do, I'm going to go off and make myself a little coffee. Well done, everyone, getting involved. The Daily Takeaway.
Takeaway.
Bush and Richie's Daily Takeaway.
There you go. Hope you enjoy the show. We'll find out on tomorrow's Home Time how Richie actually got on watching, what's he called again?
Morgan Wallen.
Are you allowed to sit on the floor in Hyde Park? You just sit on the floor like it's a school assembly.
I think you could, but it's obviously it's Morgan Wallen. It's gonna go off. I don't think
it's gonna go off.
I think it will go off.
Okay, well, please define to me what going off would be in terms of your idea of it going off at a country gig.
Bouncing.
Oh, really? Okay.